Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, we've mentioned several times that the weather has been great today, yesterday. It's going to be great the next 10 days. It's time to get out and start grilling.
Is it going
to
be great the next 10 days?
I mean, today's like 64. Is that okay to you? Sounds pretty good to me.
Are you making that call, though? It's going to be great the next 10 days.
This weekend, both days in the 80s. How's that sound? It's almost hot.
Hot.
That's almost hot.
Hot.
Well, that's because it's barbecue season.
Hot.
And there's one person that knows those products better than anybody else, and that's Chris. Out in Holdridge at Score One Smoking. Barbecue rubs and sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike. Not just competition barbecue, he also caters around the Holdridge area for large events. Go support the online store, ScoreOneSmoking.com. It ships anywhere. They'll ship anywhere. You could be in Washington. You could be in Thailand. They'll ship it to you.
Barbecue always sounds good.
Because it is always good.
It always sounds good. Any time of year, too. Like, it's not... No, but like, what somebody say to me the other day? Well, it's summer, it's good barbecue time. No, winter's good barbecue time too. I mean,
it is.
It's always good barbecue.
Warms the soul.
Yes, you had a pulled pork salad the other day.
I did, and I would get that again.
And you bit your. Hey, how is your? Hold on. Yeah. Update. Should we do a breaking news?
Well, we could do that right now.
Yeah,
I suppose.
A breaking news sounder. How is your cheek?
The cheek is better, but it's not all the way back yet.
You bit your cheek.
I noticed this morning drinking my coffee. I told you yesterday that was rough because it was just going right to the wound, right? That was horrible. Still going to the wound in some regard, but it's not as open as it was. It's definitely covering up now.
We're not
all the way back, but we are getting there with the wound.
We heard from our friend, Paul Klempa, the Nebraska bowling coach, Paul Klempa, friend of the show.
He did text us yesterday, yeah, group chat.
And he said this, Jake, I know how it feels to bite your inner cheek. It hurts like hell and is prone to being bit again. That's what you have to avoid.
I did bite it again, but it didn't open it up completely. My first bite last night for dinner, I bit the same spots. Are you kidding me? So Paul was right there. Klempa was right.
We have all bit our cheek at some point.
It's a horrible feeling. It's horrible.
I know. I feel for you. I didn't properly express my I felt bad for you yesterday. I didn't properly express
empathy.
Empathy is the word.
Empathy is the word.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't, but you're better. Yeah, you didn't even say
I feel
say
better. Again, the coffee is hitting the wound a little bit, but I can deal
that
with it.
That part I don't completely understand.
It just goes there.
It does not. Mine goes straight down. It doesn't. I don't gargle my coffee.
Because I'm favoring that side, though,
hold
of my
on,
mouth.
Hold on. Right down.
Now, let's see if you have a wound in your mouth. See if it goes right to it, because that's where your brain is. Your brain is thinking more about that spot.
Okay.
So that's where it sends the liquid to.
Okay.
So I kind of buy that. That's the psychology right there.
That's not bad. That was a almost odd burst of wisdom from you.
Odd. Yes. Odd wisdom over here. Also, before I get to Bill's throws, I want to plug this again. I showed this yesterday, but we have them here. The shirts have arrived. The three-legged stool shirts are in the building. So if you're watching on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Allo961, there's the shirt. They are in the building. Uh-huh. So we will have, for those who are not in the Nebraska area, we will have an online link for you at some point today. We can purchase these shirts and we will send them to you. We will do that. But for those who are in the Lincoln area and want to pick one up and buy these, they're $20. You noted that they feel wonderful. It's a good quality shirt.
Josh noted that.
Oh, yeah, Josh did that. But you agreed, though. You agreed.
Yeah.
High quality shirt. Three-legged stool. Bill will have his when he comes back on Monday.
Those are 20 smackaroos.
20 bucks.
Yeah, pretty good buy.
Put that in your wardrobe today.
Yeah.
Come by. Pick it up.
Who's here?
That's Jay Foreman, I saw.
Oh, Jay Foreman is in the house.
He gave me a finger.
Jay Foreman in the house early.
He is here. Yep. All right. Are you ready for Bill's Thrills? I'll take care of this one today if you want me to.
Well, we'll both do it.
Okay, here we go. Let's get to Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, as always, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them for an appointment, free appointment, to set up your financial future at 402-730-7387. When Bill is gone, we take over.
We're taking over.
For Bill's Thrills.
We're taking over.
We had them's fighting words Wednesday yesterday. We also have cool parenting tips today. Tomorrow is a film recommendation Friday.
Yeah, we don't have to do... veered away from film recommendations.
Yeah, he's kind of a freaky Friday now.
Yeah, freaky Friday.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with this one or do you want me to start?
You go ahead and then I'll follow.
Okay, well, as you know, that this weekend should be the time baby is born.
Right. I just thought this was natural. Okay. This is incoming.
We went to our doctor appointment yesterday. As you do, the last month of the pregnancy, you go in every week. That's standard procedure. So we went in and things look good. We're tracking to right around this weekend or maybe just after, possibly. No later than Wednesday of next week, we were talking about this baby being born. And I grabbed myself a cool parenting tip. I picked it up at the doctor's office.
Okay.
They're offering these books. They said, take this, take one for expecting parents.
Okay.
And it said, what to expect in your baby's first year of life.
Okay.
I read this.
You did?
I didn't read the whole book. It's a long book. But I did open up many pages, and it's eye-opening.
Oh,
a lot of things we've been doing. Well, it says, make sure you got your daycare picked out. We got that picked out. Everything's
good
to go. You
do got daycare picked out.
But it's just noting how everybody's going to want to give advice, and it tells people, don't overgive advice to the new parents.
Oh.
Like it's saying in terms of grandparents or friends or people who had kids.
All right, I'm not going to do that.
It's fine to give advice, but it feels like it's stern or it's like just a lot of it. It's like, let the parents learn. Let us learn.
God.
We want advice. We want good advice, but also
beautiful,
we don't want to be overwhelmed with advice where it's like, this is not fun. I want to learn this experience myself.
Yeah, it had crossed my mind. For show purposes, that topic, should me and Bill be giving you advice? And my thought was no, that would get old to me if I were you, constant advice from, I'm not doing that.
Well, I think advice once in a while is fine. It's warranted.
It would get old.
But if it's like, if you see somebody every time and they always say, I would do this. It's like, okay, well, this isn't your kid.
You know me well enough. I don't do the advice.
You wouldn't do that.
No. And you know me well. I don't do the advice thing. I'm not the guy that tells people how to live their life. I'm not. I'm a disaster. So, I'm not going to tell other people how to be a disaster. I wasn't going to do that. That's
I want to make sure
though.
People are.
That is interesting that you read that.
That was in the book though. So I'm reading the book said that. So everyone's going to want to be excited to see your new baby and want to hold them and everything. Uh-huh. But they're also going to want to give advice. And it's clear to say, listen, if it's getting to a point where it's just too much, to say, hey,
yeah, we
thank
don't need
you.
The
we
advice.
Appreciate your consideration, your thought, but we'd like to learn this process ourselves.
Absolutely.
And do it our own way. So
I like that.
That's not me saying I don't want to hear from you guys about or anybody about, hey, do this. No, we certainly need to learn how to be parents.
Duly noted.
But also, if someone is telling you saying what you could do,
right?
That's just not exactly the greatest thing.
No, and you and your wife,
Elizabeth,
are very, you're very common sense oriented people. You've done well in this world. I wouldn't even probably think about giving you advice. I wouldn't.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, there's some maybe things I would suggest, but not.
See, I can take this advice from the text. Someone says, my advice to you is the same as I tell everybody. You aren't ready for this, but you'll do fine.
Yeah.
Right? I can take that. Yeah.
That's not.
It's just like, you know, sayings.
You are ready. You're ready for everything, it seems like.
Adam from Lincoln says, unsolicited parenting advice is the absolute worst sometimes.
Yeah, you're not getting it from me, so don't worry about
that. Anything else you want for parenting tips today before we get to the game show?
No, I mean, the one thing I really appreciate about my mom and dad, though, is freedom. And again, this don't hear this as advice, but when I think about my childhood and the way my mom and dad handled it, I'm really thankful for the freedom. They just gave me freedom. I mean, even as a little kid, I'd leave the house and it was on. I mean, I'd leave the house and 9 or 10 in the morning, come back 9 or 10 at night after a full day of fun. And that was Columbus, you know, so it was a littler town, but I had a lot of freedom. And my dad let me drive the big motorcycle when I was a pretty young 15, driving it to school. And I always think, man, it feels like I'm stealing. This is unbelievable. So let me ride this big dog. The freedom. And I'm not telling you to give your young daughter freedom, but that's what I appreciated was that. I had a lot of freedom. You know, it was just you were allowed to grow up. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, just a programming note, whenever this baby is born, I will probably miss a full week. Swim is in here, though.
That is important programming.
So that could be Monday of this next week. It could be tomorrow, for all we know. But no matter what, Big Swim's already here. He will cover me for a week. You guys will be fine.
It's interesting to me that we now just refer to him as Big Swim.
Nick Sainer, a.k.a. Big... Well, more like Big Swim, a.k.a. Nick Sainer. He's more Big Swim than Nick. So.
Nick Sainer is very much a part of this show.
He is, and I appreciate him for helping me out when I am gone. But that is Bill's Thrills, Jake's Take, Sips Tips, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
That was excellent, Jake. That was excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank the book for being excellent. Yeah. I read that
last
night.
You grabbed that book.
I did. I've been reading it. It's very interesting. It's informative. 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia today and shut up Sipple. Today is a throwback Thursday. It's kind of throwback Thursday. Of course, it is the first day of the Masters.
Yes, it is.
And so you can speak in a hushed tone if you'd like for this game show.
Yes, we are doing the Masters.
But today's topic is Masters winners by country. What countries are these previous winners from? I'm going to give you a hint. None of the answers are from the USA. So let's rephrase that. I'm going to give you the country that this person is from. You got to tell me what the person's name was. How about that?
Okay.
Does that make sense? I messed that up. But I will give you the country they're from, the year or years they won. Who is that golfer? Okay. That's what we're doing today. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Sip Down in trivia. Today, again, Masters winners by country. I will give you the country this person is from, the years they won. You tell me what that person's name is. As you point out, Sip, what, 33 previous winners in the Masters this year? Yeah. Or major winners?
Major winners.
Major winners.
Major winners.
A lot of very good players who've had success.
Yes. It's a big number.
We have Kevin. Kevin, how do you feel about Masters winners today of the past?
Well, not real strong. You're getting an ex-wrestling football coach, but I'll give it a shot.
Ex-wrestling football coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Coach wrestling and football.
Well,
yeah, we're this
that's
is
the opposite of golf, my friend.
We should be evenly matched.
You should be evenly matched. All right, there's no lifeline. It's mano y mano because Bill is gone today again. Back on Monday is Bill Bush. Sip. Sorry, this is for Kevin. Kevin, first question goes to you. What Spanish golfer won the Masters in 1994 and 1999?
I got this one. So you got some pressure on you. I got you in a headlock.
Jose, you know, I think I answered this question for another radio station with his real name, but I don't have a guess. Seth, it's all yours.
Okay.
I think he said the first name. It's Olazabal.
Brilliant!
It looks like that. I'll give it to you. It's Jose Maria Olazabal. But so yeah, you got it correct. Jose Maria Olazabal. It does look like Olazabal.
Okay.
To give that to you.
Olazabal.
There you go. Yes. Okay.
I can only say the easy part.
So, okay, that's okay.
That's a lead for Sip. You got it right. 1-0 lead. Sip first question to take a 2-0 lead. What German golfer?
Bernard Langer.
Masters in 85 and 93.
Bernard Langer.
Brilliant.
Wow, that was really bold to throw that out before the year.
There's not a lot of great German golfers. I mean, Martin Keimer never won the Masters. He won a PGA and a U.S. Open.
I wasn't coming up with Martin Keimer.
No, you were not. Back to you to stay alive, Kevin, down 2-0. What Australian golfer won the Masters in 2013?
2013.
11 years ago.
That'd be the Shark.
You going Greg Norman?
Yeah.
And that is a golf victory for Sip on a Thursday. The answer, Adam Scott, one of the nicest swings in all of professional golf. But Kevin, we'll get you back on the coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for Kevin for being
there. How about that? You won in a golf trivia today.
Yeah, and he was a very gracious loser.
You shouted out Bernhard Langer's name.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, let's keep going.
I was still plugged in the 80s.
I think you'll get this one right. What Canadian golfer won the Masters in 2003?
A Canadian. A Canadian won the one in 2003.
That's
I don't know that name, Jake.
Lefty, Mike Weir.
Ooh, okay.
Small guy.
Have a pretty swing.
It's kind of got a weird swing.
Yeah, it's a quirky swing.
It's quirky. Yeah. Quirky start to it. Tiebreaker, Tiger Woods has played in 26 Masters tournaments. How many times has he finished in the top 10?
26 tournaments, top 10 finishes. 12.
Close, 14. 14 times the top 10 at 26 and 5 wins for Tiger Woods.
Play the music.
Which one, the horns or the actual Masters music?
Masters music.
Okay, we do that right now. Let's get in our hushed tones here as we welcome the Masters here. What you just saw, friends, was a victory for Steve Sipple and golf trivia here on a Masters Thursday.
I surprised even myself.
We are not in Augusta, Georgia, but it feels like at this moment that we are.
The mood is striking.
We're sitting here at 1040 O Street having a cup of coffee, as you might in Augusta, Georgia.
I don't see azaleas.
I don't see azaleas either, but we can pretend like they're out there. And this music makes it always feel like there's azaleas nearby.
It does. This will be a warm embrace this weekend, which could be a very eventful one for you.
Yes.
Not for me.
It might be very eventful, and this music should be how I play when it's that time, maybe, to calm us all down.
Perhaps.
So we'll go to break on this music, and we'll come back with a spillover. How about that?
Hey, thank you.
Next on this Masters Thursday on Early Break in the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.